Welcome to the Daily Marketing Move. I'm Mason Reed, and this is the weekday podcast for solopreneurs and small business owners who want practical marketing ideas in plain English. Each episode is built to give you one useful idea you can understand quickly and use right away. Let's get into today's marketing move. Quick question. Have you ever read a testimonial that sounds nice, but leaves you asking, okay, but will this actually work for me? That vague, feel-good language is everywhere, and it wastes attention. Today, I want to show you a faster, simpler swap. Turn that polite compliment into a tiny, fact-based data story that actually answers your prospect's real question. Here's what we're calling the social proof swap. Instead of a paragraph of praise, publish one three-line micro-data story. Context, action, result. It's short, believable, and built around a single metric that matters to your audience. You do not need more complexity. You need more clarity. In the next 10 minutes, I'll show you the formula, how to pick the right metric, and a short permission script so you can publish ethically and quickly. Let's break that down. The three parts are simple. First, context, who the customer was and what problem they had. One short phrase. Second, action, what you did. Again, in one line. Third, result, a single metric and time frame. For example, local bakery owner doubled weekday foot traffic after a one-week window promotion, plus 42% average visits in 7 days. That's it. Short, specific, credible. Why does this work better than a typical testimonial? Because prospects aren't looking for compliments. They're looking for evidence. A metric answers the hidden question, will this deliver for someone like me? Metrics also make claims easy to verify in a reader's head and easier to trust. But a few rules. Pick a relevant metric, be honest about time frame and context, and never imply guarantees. Clarity beats bravado every time. How do you choose a persuasive metric? Start with what your prospects worry about most. If you're a coach, prospects ask, "Will I get clients or save time?" Choose conversion rate, bookings, or time saved. If you run a local shop, pick visits or revenue uplift. For freelancers selling B2B services, a clear business metric, leads, percent increase in qualified inquiries, or savings works best. One metric directly tied to the buyer's pain. Now, some guardrails so you don't overclaim. Always state the context, time frame, and sample size if it's small. Use exact numbers when you can, but round sensibly. Say plus 40% instead of plus 42.3% if you want cleaner copy. If the result is based on one client, say it. If it's an average across 10 clients, say that. And if a client asks to stay anonymous, use the quick anonymize line I'll give you in a minute. Okay, let's walk through three quick conversions of vague testimonials into microdata stories so you can see how this plays out. First, a life coach with this testimonial. Mason helped me finally get clients. Sounds nice, but vague. Microdata story? New coach booked 6 paying clients in 30 days after our 4 email welcome sequence, from 0 to 6 clients in 30 days. Short, specific, and the metric answers the reader. Second, a local retail shop that used to get the endless amazing service comments. Swap, corner shoe shop increased weekday foot traffic by 42% during a one-week targeted Instagram offer. Average daily visits plus 42% over baseline. That tells a nearby shopper exactly what changed and how fast. Third, a B2B freelancer who heard, "They did great work for us." Replace it with, "Freelance copywriter lifted landing page conversions from 2.1% to 3.8%, an 81% relative increase in 14 days for a SaaS lead gen page." Notice we name the baseline, the result, and the time frame. That gives decision makers the context they need.
Let's make it usable. Here's a 5-step checklist you can follow right now. 1. Pick one client you've worked with in the last 12 months. 2. Find one clear metric tied to their goal. 3. Write 3 short lines. Context, action, result. 4. Add time frame and sample size if relevant. 5. Get quick permission or anonymize. Simple framework, repeatable.
And here's a short permission script you can send in a DM or email. Hi, quick favor. Can I share one short result from our work? I'd like to publish context, action, result. If you prefer anonymity, I'll use local business and remove your name. Thank you. That's respectful, fast, and gives them the out to anonymize.
If you need to anonymize, use this format. Local boutique increased weekend sales 28% in 14 days after a weekend flash sale campaign. No names, same credibility. When you publish, place the microdata story where it will intersect with decision moments, homepage hero, underpricing, Instagram captions, welcome email subject line, or snippet. Short proof works best where prospects decide to take the next step.
Quick placement tip. Pair the microdata story with a tiny CTA that matches the metric. If the metric is bookings, your CTA should be book a call. If it's visits, use CR hours and offers. Matching intent reduces cognitive friction and nudges people to act. Here's today's marketing move. Pick one past client right now. Write a three-line microdata story using context, action, result, and publish it in one place. Your homepage hero, an Instagram caption, or a welcome email. Don't overthink it. Try it, measure reactions, and repeat. Before we wrap, a final note on honesty. Be transparent about limits and time frame. Avoid implying every client will get the same result. Instead, state the context clearly. Prospects trust specifics. That trust is what converts attention into clicks and then into customers. The goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing. Thanks for listening to the Daily Marketing Move. I'm Mason Reed, and I hope today's episode gave you one clear idea you can put to work right away. If you found this helpful, be sure to follow the show so you don't miss the next episode. And until next time, keep it simple, keep it clear, and make your next marketing move count.